To many historians, LBJ was a civil rights giant. Enacting laws in the 1960s that included the Equal Rights Clause of the 14th Amendment, and today's Supreme Court decided on a narrow 5-4 ruling that should have included same-sex couples. In 2013, Cleopatra De Leon, Nicole DeMettman, Mark Farris, and Vic Holmes filed a constitutional lawsuit against the state's ban on gay marriage because it excluded them of certain freedoms. And Holmes says their decision to marry is no longer a trivial or intangible journey.
This matters. And so this has been a long fight. And I'm glad that it's come to this point where now I can marry the man that I love legally, where I can tell everybody this man, and this man is the one for me. And I'm not actually sure that it's ever been said, so I'll say it now. Will you marry me?
Yes.
Though the ban has been lifted in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott is directing all state agencies to protect religious liberties concerning gay marriage at all cost. In his memo, Abbott writes, "Texans of all faiths must be absolutely secure in their knowledge that their religious freedom is beyond the reach of government." He goes on to say that the government must never pressure a person to abandon or violate his or her sincerely held religious beliefs regarding the topic such as marriage. A directive that concerns the plaintiffs in the case and their attorney, Neil Lane.
I understand individuals may have problems. They may have a difficult time accepting same-sex unions. But when you're a state official in the state of Texas, you swear an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America in addition to the laws and the Constitution of Texas. And if your personal beliefs prevent you from keeping that oath, then you need to step down. You do not have a religious right to violate the oath you took.
But there are isolated cases where clerks are denying same-sex couples a marriage license based on their religious beliefs, which is one of the reasons why Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has requested Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's opinion on this very scenario. Jonathan Sines, with a conservative-leaning nonprofit Texas Values, says it's an issue other states have addressed.
In North Carolina, they actually passed a law that says that there should be religious freedom rights and accommodations for people that are county clerks or folks that are involved in marriage licenses to not have to be forced to do that. So I think we're going to see more and more of those issues come up.
An effort that Sines says Texas Values would support. Nicole DeMettman, another plaintiff in the Texas lawsuit, spoke directly to those opposed to the federal ruling.
I feel for you because in your heart today you're very sad, and I completely understand that your beliefs are genuine, that many of you are not opposed to this because you hate me personally. It's just the system of beliefs under which you've been raised, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry that my happiness today is causing you distress.
Her attorney, Neil Lane, promised legal consequences for any public official that withholds a marriage certificate based on their individual beliefs, which he says is now a civil rights violation. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.